Well, and having to sleep outside could also become a problem in southern Europe. Every summer, hundreds of thousands of North Africans living all over Europe head back south to spend their months-long European holidays in their native countries. Many go by car, which creates an enormous logistical problem when they arrive on the Straits of Gibraltar. Deutsche Welle's Jerome Sokolowski went to the port of Algeciras, where most of them catch the ferry to Morocco.
Every hour, more than 1,000 cars arrive here in the port of Algeciras. Most of them have Dutch, French, and Italian license plates. Police in bright yellow vests guide them toward an asphalt waiting area the size of 35 football fields. It quickly fills up. There, they wait for the two-hour ferry ride that will take them to the Moroccan city of Tangier, across the Strait of Gibraltar. The vehicles are packed solid with almost every imaginable good. One old van has a bulging cargo on the roof, wrapped in a tarp. The driver, Ayashi bin Saleh, works as a bricklayer on the French Côte d'Azur. He says he's taking gifts for his family and things for his home in Morocco.
Ah, des affaires pour les cadeaux pour la maison, cadeau pour la famille.
A bicycle for friends, for...
His 16-year-old son, Hamed, says they're also taking along a refrigerator and two wooden doors. He says they're cheaper in Europe and the quality is better than what you can buy in Morocco. Saleh has made the trip back to his village near the desert city of Ouarzazate almost every summer since he moved to France 35 years ago. This summer, Spanish authorities estimate that between 2 and 3 million North Africans will cross the Strait of Gibraltar to spend their vacations. Most of those crossing here at Algeciras are Moroccans. Like other blue-collar workers in Europe, they get a month off every year. Many take it in August, which creates an enormous logistical challenge for the Spanish ferry ports. Every summer, port and law enforcement agencies cooperate in Operación Paso del Estrecho, Operation Crossing of the Straits. At the northern border with France, police count cars entering the country that are driven by North Africans. En route, the vehicles are directed to highway rest areas that are signposted in Arabic. And here in Algeciras, they're greeted in Arabic. They're given a chance to stretch their legs while they wait for the ferry. Alcazar, the port security chief, lists the facilities provided.
20,000 square meters of shaded areas, 57 drinking water stations, 75 benches, a mosque, two playing areas for children. We make an effort so that our clients will pass as quickly as possible and that their short stay is as pleasant as possible.
A decade ago, travelers could wait for up to 3 days in queues that extended out well beyond the city. Now, most cars are shepherded through quickly, although the wait on peak travel days can be up to 10 hours. A giant plasma screen shows music videos, soccer games, and Formula One racing to travelers waiting in their parked cars. The exodus is no longer exclusively made up of male workers or families cramped together in old clunkers like it used to be. There is a new generation of travelers like Turia Harmani and Aisha Boumni. Both left Morocco when they were children and are now 28 years old. They wear tight sleeveless shirts and drive a sporty black Renault with Dutch license plates.
Before family in Morocco, the meeste wonen wel in Nederland.
We have relatives in Morocco, although most do live in the Netherlands. But you go for enjoyment, for fun, and what else? For your culture, of course. Our culture is both Dutch and Moroccan.
You have to look at it this way. It's like the Dutch who've moved to Australia in the 60s. They're still stuck in the 60s. They wear wooden clogs. We Moroccans living in the Netherlands are still strict. But when I go to Morocco and see how the girls are dressed, then I think, hey, they are a lot freer than we are.
The Moroccan government wants people like Turia Harmani and Aisha Boumni to come back. Moroccan consular representative Khalid Aedar explains why.
So they don't lose their roots. So that even if they go to Europe or other countries, they always have Morocco in their mind. It's their land, their country. And Morocco also doesn't want to lose these people. They are a treasure.
Ayadar points out that the homes they build and the wealth they bring are a big boost for the Moroccan economy. He says Morocco cooperates with Spain in the crossing by sharing anti-terrorism intelligence, especially when the travelers return to Europe at the end of August. Spanish authorities are mindful that those suspected of carrying out the 2004 commuter train bombings in Madrid allegedly belong to a terrorist group based in Morocco. Manuel Alcazar, the port security chief, points to police with sniffer dogs checking a few cars already coming back from Morocco.
In the fight against terrorism, what's important is information. I have to say that the port of Algeciras, through its security corps, has a wide network of information. Many things are detected, and we've already responded quickly to quite a few situations.
Still, he concedes that in such a big operation, it's still possible for someone with ulterior motives to blend in with those returning to their jobs in Europe. Jerome Sokolovsky, Deutsche Welle Radio, Algeciras.